Elegy for Philip Levine. If you're old enough to read this, you know what work isn't. It isn't in poems or in the screed a screen door delivers when it opens and bangs shut on your thoughts of childhood. You might even agree that the opening salvo of West End Blues matters more than anything you could write in seven lifetimes. But so what, my friend? Out of burlap sacks, out of kiss my ass, we say goodbye as the factories close, and our amber waves of grain have become yellow lines in a Walmart parking lot. However your life unfolded, it was an enormous yes, gathering milkweed, sweet will, winter words, dust, and red carnations to scatter on the graves of dictators as an imprecation and a warning. Now America shackles amendments to tailpipes, and all the bluebirds' windpipes are cut to whistling so long or Dixie. Our love, your roses' many thorns, the dew that won't wait long enough to stand your wren a drink, the no one who listened to wind speak its new truth to the moon, all are gone, jacketed in a guttural moan off the coast of a distant Ellis Island. What actually took place is now lost in the mythologies of families, yoking stories to the dinner table, aproning them there into immense sails, beat in time to the pulse felt at the wrist. We'll never waken on a world again where your Detroit of 48 will be carried and transmuted. Those oily floors, those fathers departed in fifth autumns, those torn into light and underbellied in stone, those cartwheels into early dusk now become a poem with no ending.